Power 4.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:08, up to 51 today. Going to be a little cloudy. You know where it's not cloudy?
Inside?
Or cold or rainy?
Inside?
Mm-hmm. In the Dakota Dome.
Oh, yes.
I know. I so want to go down there.
Very true. You should go.
I kind of promised Jackie I'd take her to a movie.
Oh, her first movie.
Yeah.
That's going to be so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Is she excited?
Well, I'm not sure because she said, well, we could make a theater in my room and turn off the lights and make popcorn.
Oh, well, that's a fun idea, too.
Yeah.
But the whole theater experience is pretty fun, especially for your first time.
I think she'll definitely.
What was your first movie?
Huh?
What was your first movie that you went to?
That I remember going to?
Yeah.
E.T.
Lady and the Tramp was my first one.
I don't remember the movie when I saw it because I was like four.
Yeah,
or
I was
five.
Little too. Yeah.
And I also the second movie I ever went to was Return of the Jedi.
Ah, my grandparents brought me to it. It was really fun. I remember it.
Are you going to brave the hell that is Black Friday?
No.
I got a text from somebody that says Sears is opening at 8 p.m. on Thursday also.
Oh.
Allegedly Target is going to. Nothing's been announced. I haven't heard or read that anywhere.
Dark Gray Thursday.
The only way on Dark Gray Thursday, yeah. Got another text that said, my Christmas shopping is done. I spend Black Friday, damn attachment. Putting up decorations and enjoying my family. I shop deals all year instead of waiting to be herded like cattle to shop.
Right?
Yeah, there's that.
We got a tweet from John that said Black Friday brings out the Incredible Hulk in people. I had to break up two fights when I ran electronics last year.
Well, I would probably have my Incredible Hulk come out too.
Yeah.
But not because I'm trying to get a deal, but because someone is
trying to take something out of your cart
or just being obnoxious near me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see here. Kylie is on the phone. How are you, Kylie?
Fabulous.
So are you doing Black Friday this year?
Absolutely.
You can't wait.
I'm so excited. Not even funny.
You are out of your mind.
What is it about Black Friday that you love so much?
Just me and my girlfriends go every year, and it's kind of something that we get together and we get to do, and a couple of our girlfriends come from out of town that we haven't seen for a while, and we all get together and get crazy and go shopping in our PJs and beat people up and get beat up, and it's fabulous.
Did you hear that, Mel? They're going shopping in their PJs.
Don't even get me started, please.
Yeah, her head might explode. Thank you for the call, Kylie.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There's nothing wrong with shopping in PJs, by the way. It's just fine. I got another text that says Target is opening at 9, allegedly. Cannot wait. I've already started my list. Just remember, people, you're not saving money when you go shopping on Black Friday.
You're just going to get bruised up.
You're not saving money. You're spending money. If you were saving it, you would still have it.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting a deal, but you're not saving money.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's a difference.
Thank you.
When you save it, it's still in your bank account.
Right.
Are you doubting the truth in that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think if you're going to buy it anyway, though, and it happens to be on sale, then you would be saving that extra money that you would have spent otherwise.
No, if you'd saved it, you'd still have it.
Oh, my gosh.
Rachel, how are you?
I'm okay. Not feeling the hottest this morning, but I'm still going to work.
Okay. Well, it's Friday. It's a little easier to pull it off.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm never going to another Black Friday again.
No?
Never.
Not even later in the day after everything settles down?
No. I'm slightly claustrophobic and crowded areas kind of get me a little freaked out.
Yeah.
But beyond that, I made the mistake. I had to go to Minneapolis to visit my brother for Thanksgiving one year, and I never had been to the Mall of America.
Oh.
And he's like, well, let's go. He's like, it's a really cool place. So I'm like, okay.
On Black Friday?
We went on Black Friday.
Oh, good hell.
That
is not the day Black to go Friday. To the Mall of America.
I don't even think you could pay me to go.
No,
to the Mall of America.
It would be very expensive
Friday.
For someone to make me go.
I thought maybe the outlet centers would be a little bit more packed. The Mall of America might just be like normal today.
Mm-mm.
No, totally ruined it. I do my Christmas shopping throughout the entire year now.
Yeah.
I will never do another Black Friday again.
That's crazy.
Thanks for the call, Rachel.
Yep, have a good day.
Can you imagine what the carnage is like at the Mall of America? But they're Minnesota nice, though, too.
Yeah.
I bet if the Mall of America was like in New Jersey,
oh boy,
they would beat you up.
Oh, yeah.
Or if
fist
it were
pump
in,
all the time.
You know, Philadelphia. It would be rough.
There's just no way, though, I would go to the Mall of America on Black Friday. Maybe I would go with a video camera.
Maybe.
To see the insaneness.
We've got the latest from Enrique Iglesias coming up next, plus more of your phone calls and texts.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:22. We're going to top out at 51 today. A little cloudy. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I just rolled my eyes so hard I saw my brain.
That would give you a headache.
It would.
Yeah. It'd give you a really good headache. You have a list coming up of the worst movie titles ever?
The top 10 worst movie titles ever.
Okay, we'll do that in about 15, 20 minutes or so. We can wake up with DJ Core coming up at, what time is that coming up? At 9 o'clock,
9 o'clock.
Is when we do that every single week. I should know better. I'm just shot today. I'm in one of those moods where I just don't give a damn.
Yeah, I know.
I just really don't care. You know? I might do something that I would normally not do. Because I know I'd get in trouble for it, but I might do it anyway. Because today, I just don't care.
Uh-oh.
Well, I didn't say I was going to do something, okay. But it could happen.
All right.
Just because I'm in that kind of mood. If someone, you know, did something to annoy me, I would drop a hammer on them. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I'm just in that mood. You have those moods, too, though, don't you?
Sometimes.
You're just like, I just don't give a crap.
Yeah.
It happens.
It does.
Especially on a Friday of a long week.
Has been a long week.
It has been a very long week. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Elizabeth is on the phone. How are you, Elizabeth?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. So are you going to do Black Friday?
Absolutely not.
No?
No, I've gone once and I've worked it in the mall plenty of times to know better.
Yeah, I will be working my part-time job that day. As I'll have a remote that day. So I'll be busy working that day, but I would never shop it.
Yeah, I'll be working. I work in a corporate office now, so I'm thankful for that. Last year, I had to, you know, show up at the mall at midnight, was there until 3 a.m., and then came back at 9 a.m. until the mall closed, I think, at 9 p.m.
Yeah, luckily, our store is not opening at this time. The rest of the mall is opening, thank goodness.
Yeah, no kidding. It was it was a little bit of a pain. I couldn't believe how many people were out at midnight, but I suppose that most people probably just stayed up. Instead of going to bed and waking up at 3 and going out at 4.
I would have to sleep a little bit.
I don't know. I mean, if I was going to go at midnight, I wouldn't go to sleep.
No, no.
No. You know? I went at midnight and then got off at 3, and I had already had some energy drinks so that I could stay up those 3 hours and manage it and was not getting any sleep before 9 a.m. So.
And then you're going to be real cranky when you get there. I think that's part of the problem. All these people that go to these places, they're cranky because they didn't get enough sleep or they didn't sleep at all.
Right, right.
Or they didn't get what they wanted.
And then they don't get what they want, or someone cut the line, and then they get all...
Yeah. When you're working retail, it's probably your fault that they didn't get what they wanted.
Yeah,
so.
It is. Yeah, if you're working in a store, it's definitely your fault they didn't get what they want.
Yeah.
Without question. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Elizabeth.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. Weren't you tweeting with somebody about breaking up a fight?
Yeah. And I asked John where he was breaking up a fight about, what they were fighting about, because it was electronics, and he said video games. And he said, this year we're putting them in the produce area, roping it off, and only letting people in a few at a time.
I don't know if a rope's good enough. You might need a fence.
They probably have security.
Chain link fence.
Yeah. Maybe a electric fence. That might do it. I said...
It would be a good deterrent.
Yeah. I said that's pretty crazy people. I said, agreed. I said, I have enough evidence to never participate in Black Friday or Dark Gray Thursday.
Dark Gray Thursday.
From the shopper's side.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, seriously.
I don't have much of a reason to do it. I just really don't. I got an email from Stacy said, my husband and I went to Black Friday a few years ago and got a computer. Found out that a week or two later, the computer was the same price. So not really a good deal.
Oh.
They're going to have a few things at every store that are truly a good deal.
Yeah, there's always a few things.
There's a few things that are an amazing deal.
Yeah.
The rest of it, it's just on sale.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know... if you're looking for a TV, you'd probably find a similar deal leading up to the Super Bowl.
True.
TVs, that's actually one of the best times to buy a TV is right before the Super Bowl.
Really? Yeah. Interesting.
They sell tons of them.
Okay.
And that was when I got my first big flat screen TV. Hmm. Or my only big flat screen TV I have ever had, but and it still works. But I saw some on the in the Black Friday ads that I saw online on that BlackFriday.fm website.
There's one you want, huh?
There's one that is tempting me because of the price and the size and the type.
Nice.
I'm not going to say where it is because I don't want to give out free ads or anything, but there's one that's tripping my trigger.
Hmm. Better talk to your wife.
Yeah. Well, if I actually want to buy it, I shouldn't.
Right.
I'm not saying I won't get in trouble. I'm just saying if I want to buy it, I shouldn't tell her.
Oh.
Because she won't let me.
Okay. Don't tell her.
Remember, it's always easier to ask for forgiveness than it is for permission.
True that.
Rules to live by. Dirt's coming up next. It's 827 Hot 104.7.
We carry thousands.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mal. It is 840. We're going to top out at 51 today. A little bit cloudy. So you have a list of the, what is it again?
It is the worst movie titles ever.
Okay, where'd it come from?
Film.com put together a list of 100 worst movie titles ever. We've got the top 10 for you. Number 10, The Hottie and the Naughty.
Who was in that?
I don't know. It does not say.
Oh.
That came out in 2008. Number 9 is Garfield, A Tale of Two Kitties. Number 8 is... 8 heads in a duffel bag. That's funny that they put
yeah,
it number 8.
That title worked though. That was I mean Joe Pesci was running around looking for all of his heads.
Yeah,
he had 8 heads. He was like a mobster dude.
So I mean, yeah, it went along with the story, but the title
at least it was
stupid.
It's kind of stupid, but it was totally right for the movie. I don't think it should be top 10.
I don't know. I think it's funny that they put it as number 8. Since it's 8 heads. Number 7, Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah.
Kind of dumb. Number 6, Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked.
Yeah.
So stupid.
These are like TV news story puns.
Right?
Yeah. A Tale of Two Kitties.
Number 5, never seen it, never heard of it. It is F-A-R-T, Fart, the movie. Came out in 1991. But apparently he went straight to video.
I want to see that.
1990. I bet you could find it online, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Number 4, Lucky Number 11.
Oh, who was in that?
That had Bruce Willis in it, Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, I was going to say, there were some like big names in that one.
Yeah. It's the crime movie no one saw, really.
Yeah.
Stupid name, though. It is kind of stupid.
Lucky Number 11. Yeah.
Making the list again, Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Squeakle.
That one is worse.
It is bad. Number 2, I think, should be number 1. It's Tom Green's Freddy Got Fingered. First of all, I think Tom Green is just the most idiotic person in the world. I mean, some of the things he does, yes, are a little funny, but he's just gross.
Yeah.
And weird and ugh.
But he's funny.
Kind of.
In sometimes, an incredibly strange way.
Sometimes he's funny. Like, there are certain things that he does that I find funny, but in the most...
What I find funny is how he makes people uncomfortable, and I think that's why he's hilarious.
He does make people uncomfortable.
That is the best part
just
about Tom
Just even watching
Green.
Him on a movie or, like, on TV or whatever will make you uncomfortable.
Yeah. What was the movie... college movie.
That one where they...
Oh, I can't think of the name of it.
Send the letter and the snake.
He was obsessed with the snake, yeah. Do number 1, I'll look it up.
I can think of it. And Ballistic, X versus Sever. Yeah, that's... Antonio Banderas was in it and Lucy Liu.
Antonio Banderas.
In 2002. I don't ever remember hearing about that movie. I don't even know. I mean, I guess it's kind of a stupid name, but I think that Freddy Got Fingered is worse.
I don't know about that.
Stupid.
Road Trip was the movie.
Road Trip.
He played Barry Manilow.
Yeah. That was his last name. What? Really?
Yeah.
It was? I didn't even know that.
That movie
funny.
Was funny.
That movie was, it was pretty funny, but yeah, the whole.
It was funnier and better than the average college,
right,
you know,
right, yeah,
stupid comedy.
But the snake thing was so weird.
Yeah, it was very, very
weird.
Very weird.
Yeah.
There is apparently men think that they can guess something about a woman. About a woman?
About a woman?
About women. Drink, put it down.
Okay.
Just put it
and
down.
And what do you think that you guys can guess about us women?
I don't think it.
Oh.
It just said that most men think they can. I will tell you what they think they can next. Hang on. How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel, 8:53, the Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core coming up in 7 minutes.
Woohoo!
By the way, I saw on here when I was looking up Tom Green on IMDb.
Yeah.
He showed up to accept his award for the number 2 worst titled movie, Freddy Got Fingered.
Ah.
Showed up to get his award for the Razzies.
I'm not surprised.
One of 4 people to do it. The other 3 were Paul Verhoeven for Showgirls, Halle Berry for Catwoman, and Sandra Bullock for All About Steve.
Which was pretty stupid.
But
have you seen that movie?
That was in 2009. It was the same year she won the Oscar for The Blind Side.
Yeah.
So.
Have you seen that movie, though?
No.
All About Steve? It's, I mean, it's somewhat funny, and it's kind of interesting. But at the same token, it's pretty stupid.
Oh.
So I don't know. It's kind of one of those.
Well,
on the
you
fence.
Know, you can't hit them all out of the park.
No, I mean every actor.
Every now and then you're gonna
a...
you're gonna swing and miss.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna happen. So, according to a new survey, a ton of guys plan on buying their girlfriend or wife lingerie for Christmas. Most of them plan to buy the sexiest lingerie possible. Well, of course they would. Why else would a guy buy lingerie
for Christmas?
Well, I'm not saying it's a smart idea, but that's what they're planning on getting.
If you plan on buying your girlfriend or wife lingerie for Christmas, boys, I would highly suggest you don't do
53% of men say they'd be interested in buying lingerie for their wife or girlfriend for Christmas, in addition to maybe something else.
I mean, if it's a little...
That wouldn't be so bad.
It's a little night before Christmas.
Yeah.
Gift, maybe.
Give them a vacuum and some sexy lingerie.
Maybe.
Wouldn't that work out good?
Did you say vacuum and lingerie?
Well, of course, only if they wanted the vacuum, you know. Maybe they wanted one with a ball and proper suction.
Got to have that proper suction.
Anyway, of those men, 41% would buy the sexiest lingerie possible. 21% would just go for basic underwear and 14% unsexy pajamas or a nightgown. But here's the thing. Half of the men buying say they don't know what size they need to buy, but 1/3 think they can guess right.
Really?
I've got a spoiler for you guys. You can't guess it right.
Don't guess. Go look in her drawer.
Yes.
Don't be an idiot.
Yeah. Don't just, you don't want to be wrong on that.
You don't.
You really don't want to be wrong on that.
Things will go very wrong for you.
Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core is next. How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? The Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core. There you go. You are welcome. Nice work, Jeff.
It was awesome.
It was. Mm-hmm. Heroes of the Day brought to you by Martini's at 57th and Louise. Mel, go.
Last week, police in Florida responded to a report of a peeping Tom. They found a drunk 35-year-old white guy. His name is Kirk John Tinney in the street who was rapping. He rapped some song called I Ain't Going Back to Jail by Project Pat. Then he called the cops, quote, crackers. He was arrested.
Funny.
Want to point out that Project Pat is black.
Yeah.
And this guy that was rapping is white.
Yeah. Yeah. On Sunday at 1:08 a.m., 22-year-old Niles Gammons of Indianapolis was in Ohio and was arrested for DUI. He was processed and released an hour later. Then he got right back into his car and was pulled over and arrested again. Because of the time change, his second arrest, also at 1:08 a.m.
Weird.
That's good work. We've got a $50 party tab to give away from Martini's. If you would like that, 361-5557. Time for us to get out of here. Have a fantastic weekend. Ben's in next.
Did you know our
Hot 1047.com.